was it sloppy police work or just how the evidence was handled or a combination of both or maybe the media and all the coverage of the case that eventually led to Amanda Knox and her boyfriend being released from jail? Time will tell if the Italians decide to refile charges, appeal, indict her in absentia is what they call that. And what's going to be really interesting now, or maybe not to you, but somewhat to me, it will be the bidding war to see what Amanda Knox has to say. What network will it be? NBC, CBS, Fox, Dr. Phil, whoever. Eventually, this young girl will be making millions and millions of dollars to come and tell a story. Is that an insult to the victim? I think it is. To have someone who was accused of killing a loved one, the family of the victim, should be outraged at this, but it's going to happen. It was only a matter of time before the Anthonys came on a show, and it was Dr. Phil, and eventually Casey Anthony will be interviewed too. Hopefully her story will have died down a little bit and there won't be so much public interest. But to see these so-called accused, these so-called people who've been charged with cases come forward and profit off them, even though the networks are saying that they won't profit off them, we all know what the real truth is again a big slap in the face to the victims' families. Will it be something that will happen eventually where the networks will have a conscience? No. Because it's all about ratings, and people want to hear and see what these so-called accused, like I said before, have to say. It's up to you whether or not you want to be one of those people. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.